The French Revolution Through Visual Images, Podcast 6, Post Thermidor and the Directory. The fall of Robespierre was seen by some as the end of the revolution. Immediately after his execution, the Convention regained control of the government from the hands of the Committee of Public Safety. Although there was a sense of relief, the anti-terror sentiment led to its own form of violence and infighting, called the Thermidorian Reaction. Indeed, the government's attempts at would-be reconciliation only strengthened the extremes. Mobs of right-wing youths, nicknamed the Jeunesse Dorée, meaning golden youth, replaced the sans-culottes on the streets of Paris, and meted out their own form of justice against anyone and everything that seemed linked to the Jacobins. The clandestine return of many members of the clergy and nobility led to score settling in the spring of 1795, and in the provinces it took on the character of a white terror. The winter of 1794-95 was one of the coldest of the century. Without price controls, the price of bread went through the roof. Bread rations in Paris ran out in the early spring of 1795, leading to two unsuccessful marches by the sans-culottes to the Convention. However, unlike previous years, the National Assembly was not prepared to listen to the crowd. In June 1795, Louis XVI's son died in prison from tuberculosis, aged 10. Although never officially crowned after his father's death, he was named by royalist supporters Louis XVII. Following this death, his exiled uncle declared himself Louis XVIII and issued threats to France. That same summer, a major royalist invasion was attempted, aided by the British, but it ultimately ended disastrously. On the 22nd of August 1795, a new constitution was approved. It was a step away from the principles of the Constitution of 1793 and favoured property owners. Instead of having one chamber, the Assembly now had two: a Council of the 500 to initiate legislation and a Council of Ancients to ratify them. Overseeing the two chambers would be five directors, hence the term directory. One of the Convention's last decisions was that it should make up two-thirds of the new Council of 500, a move that disappointed both the radicals and the royalists. The Directory's constitution was unpopular, engendering a mass protest in October 1795 that had to be put down by a general called Napoleon Bonaparte. This was one of the first signs that military force would be needed to enforce the 1795 constitution. The 1795 constitution had made provisions for yearly elections. In 1797, the royalists and moderates made gains in the vote. As a result, tensions mounted between the directors, as well as between republicans and right-wingers in the councils. This led to what is known as the coup of the 18th of Fructidor, where, aided by the military, including Napoleon, three republican directors staged a coup against Charles Pichegru, the director of the Council of the 500, whom they believed to be a monarchist. The election results were annulled, and the opponents of these directors were deported. However, the coup did not lessen the right's power, and the 1798 election results had to be rigged in order to ensure that the candidates elected were those that the directors wanted. These riggings were justified as ways to preserve the aims of the revolution and prevent a return to monarchy, but it made for an unstable government. In 1799, there would be another coup and a change of regime, this time to a three-man executive styling itself the Consulate. The most important consul, known as the First Consul, was Napoleon Bonaparte, and this would be the first stage of his political career, which would culminate in the Empire.